time.
All right. Well,
the moment the voices start talking.
Well, I'm sitting in the producer chair.
The shack keeps rocking. Probably want to hit record right now.
Oh, all right.
Put the drops on bars or what,
Let's try that again.
No.
Sounded like it.
All right, we're off to
a hot start.
A great start here.
Not even recording. Sweet.
One more time.
Let's do it.
And this is why you should hit us up at kzfr.org and tip the show.
We need money.
We can't even record the show right now. That's where we're at, guys. That's where we're at. It's all right.
Sweet.
It's all right.
Happy 4th.
Happy 4th, everybody. Happy birthday, America. We want to thank you, our listener, for spending part of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. And as always, we want to thank our friend Patrick Riley, a real estate professional with Century 21 Select, specializing in properties in Chico and Butte Meadows. Patrick is dedicated to helping buyers and sellers achieve their real estate goals with kind, quality service. Patrick can be reached at 530-588-6593. And of course, you could check out Patrick Riley on Facebook. All right. We got sports and stuff to get into. It's summertime. It's hot in here. We're going to have some fun, though. All right, let's do it. With no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Talking About Practice, Chico's number one sports talk show starts right now. Can I get an amen?
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
Y'all know the drill. Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We have our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spin it, because you can't take this money with you, Rudy Vasquez.
Just listen to your boy, dog. Let's go.
Rudy is on a bit of a golf heater, so we'll get into that in a little bit. And of course, producer extraordinaire, Statman Jarrell.
Yeah!
I'm in Statman Brad's role. haven't worked the boards for this show in quite some time. So we'll see. Train wreck sure to ensue. So that'll be fun. We got a lot to get into today. We got some listener questions, ESPN layoffs, Rudy's picks. Rudy's been on a heater, on an absolute tear. And if you listened to his picks last week on this show, you made yourself some money.
And yes, sir. I mean, all year, dude. All season,
yeah, you've
baby.
You've been on
Let's
it,
go.
Bro. I have to give it
Golf
to you.
Golf is my thing now.
Yeah, you've been on it. You've been on it. So, all sorts of good stuff.
Probably could have paid your mortgage. Or if you didn't listen to Rudy, wait. You lost your mortgage and now your house.
Yeah.
Foreclosed on. Listen to Rudy. Bet the house next time. You could have two houses if you listen to Rudy.
Maybe three.
Maybe three.
Maybe three.
He'll also take three and four away from you at the same point in time. He'll do it all, you know? Yes. The Lord giveth and he taketh away.
All right.
Gamble responsibly, y'all.
We are in on a 3rd of July, America's birthday eve. Even though I heard America's actual Independence Day is May 20th, it's very convoluted.
I hate those people. Just July 4th. Hold just on. July 4th.
You know what? Let's stay on that for a second. Give me one second here.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Listen, I understand our history is complex, to say the least. Do we always need to remind people on social media, remember what you're celebrating today? Like, listen, man. Listen. I'm proud of my country. I'm disgusted. I'm fed up with my country at times, too. We're a young country. We've done a lot of dumb things. We've done a lot of great things. Can I just drink and enjoy some water and sun and fireworks in peace without constantly being reminded of the atrocities of our country on social media, on the 4th.
Like I said, you were a young country. We just made the mistakes, and you guys, old countries, have already made them, and you're looking at them in the past. But we're young, so our mistakes are fresh. But you made them, too. Everyone else out there has made them. If you rose into power, something came out, and you probably did some atrocities of yourselves. So do not consider yourself blameless. We're all in there. We're all part of it. And just embrace the muck that is America. Yeah. All right. Yeah. We've done terrible things. Yeah. All right. But we've also done some good things, too. Yeah. America. Yeah.
America.
This is what I'm saying. Like, let's just, you know, it's the 4th. Can we just have a break?
You don't live everything about everybody. You know, there's just certain things you just have to tolerate.
Yeah, I just don't think everything needs to be a lesson all the time. I feel like people have pretty much well made up their minds where they sit. Like, listen, no one goes to a social media post. There's not like this alt-right dude out there who's super patriotic and racist, perhaps, who goes online and is like, oh yeah, that's right, that slavery thing. You know what? Maybe I should rethink my position when it comes to voting this year.
You got me this year. You know, finally. I mean? Like, you just converted one.
I would just really love if we can make it through one holiday without being reminded of all the atrocities. And this is coming from a half black guy. Okay? I'm just tired of it. Like, I just want to, everyone just chill. Just
take a deep breath. Yeah. And relax.
If you have the day off, I feel like you're not allowed to complain tomorrow.
Yeah, if you are working tomorrow, then 100%.
Well, you could talk about all the everything atrocities.
All of them.
Bring up slavery. Bring up, you know, what we did to the indigenous folks of this country. Do all of that only if you are scheduled tomorrow.
Yeah.
But if you have the day off, shut up.
Keep your mouth shut. Yeah.
Shut up.
Enjoy that freedom and have a beer.
You have the day off.
Have a beer. Have a hot dog.
Yeah.
Enjoy those glizzies. It's glizzy day tomorrow.
Glizzy day.
Yeah. I feel like National Hot Dog should be known as National Glizzy Day as well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously, you have the 4th of July hot dog, Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
That happened today.
It did?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It's always, yeah, that's what I was, I thought it was the day of, but it
no,
was on.
Wait,
it,
are you
no,
sure?
Are you, no, it,
no,
no,
check, dude.
So you didn't Joey Chestnut won?
Bro, he already won. It was on the.
No way. No. Bro, it's July 4th. It is always July 4th.
I'm telling you.
Can we? Okay. I mean, I'm just saying, this is when we need our Brad in our lives.
He was negative. He was minus like 2,000 to win.
I was going to say, I feel like I never got any notifications on that. And that is like, that is a feat, a sports feat unlike any other.
Oh, 100%, dude. He's still.
Is it confirmed?
I think you might be. I thought.
I could have sworn too. It was on the floor.
Are you sure you didn't watch last year's?
Yeah.
As like they were doing all the repeats of them on ESPN.
No, and there's a lot of people on Prize Picks that were taking Joey Chestnut's over on their hot dogs. And I saw a lot of posts of that today. I'm like, that's kind of weird. I thought it was tomorrow. A few hours later, it was on ESPN.
I mean, I see nothing that says he won. I see nothing. I type in his name right now. It has not said he has confirmed won this year. It would be like the first thing you see.
Yeah. It's
nothing?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
It's tomorrow.
Is it really?
Yeah. Rudy, shut your mouth, please, okay? Yeah. See, you saw some of these last years. Okay. Everyone knows he's going to win, so they say it already, but let the man eat.
He is expected to win tomorrow.
All right. Yep. Yeah, I was wrong.
Okay. Thank you. Wrong. I was going to say, that's like, that is a national holiday.
That's why I was confused that it was last year.
Yeah. Always is on the 4th. Yeah. Okay. It's always on the 4th. So that's Joey's going to try to defend that. Is he going for like, what, 15 in a row or whatever?
Something like that. He is the go.
He is.
In hot dog eating.
The dude.
And it's disgusting how they dump it in that water, just shove it down their throat. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. It's disgusting. If you could, own the world record at anything. What would it be?
Oh, God.
Keep
winning,
it PG-13.
The most winning bets in a row.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, like that's 300 bets in a row. Yeah, that'd be winning because that'd be a multimillionaire. Yeah. Yeah, I think that'd be mine.
Yeah.
Okay. Apart from all the filth and flannel that could happen for that, I will say the most amount of houses owned.
Oh, properties? Okay.
Properties owned, yeah. And I could just like pop from state to state wherever I feel like I want to go, or country to country.
You'd be a billionaire. That'd be nice. I like that.
You guys both went with money. I was trying to go in a totally different direction, like tacos consumed or like holding your breath.
What does that do for me, though?
Yeah.
No, one time eating tacos, like, can you, I want to continuously, no matter what, always be able to eat the most tacos than everyone else. Like, I don't know. Like, most amount of home runs hit. That's all I ever do is just hitting the, you know, that, you know, I probably went for stuff that, like, I could live off of. And if I have owned all the proper, as many properties over than anyone, I could, you know.
That's baller.
That's there. Baller. I'm subleasing out to people right now. I'm letting them stay there. Like, hey, crash in my house in Puerto Vallarta or the one next door to it.
Or anyone. Yeah.
Or anyone. Or go to Cabo. Bro. Oh, you know. Yeah. You know?
That's a good one.
Yeah. I thought logically and financially. And I wish you wanted to think funny and stupidly. I appreciate that. No, I wish I did go there initially. I was trying to think. But unfortunately, the financial and smart came to me because I'm kind of in that zone right now lately.
Good.
Like, thinking about, like, futures and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, scary. Hate it. Don't like it. Where I sit now.
What do you mean? Are you, like...
My future. Future of life, you know? Like, what am I going to do with myself? Yeah, yeah. Terrifying. Yeah, exactly. Terrifying. Sucks.
You started to dive
self-evaluation right now. Oh, looking in the mirror. It's ugly. It's not good.
Listen, I pay a therapist $300 a month. I get it.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Just for you to tell myself, just for me to tell myself how much of a loser I am.
I mean, yeah. It's... Sure.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure therapist probably doesn't like a phrase that way.
You're alive, you're well, you look great.
That's not... That thanks for coming for me, Rudy. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think about that with a grain of salt.
All right. Well, July, huh?
Yeah,
before July. We jump into July, let's talk about June. Shohei Ohtani.
I would say, yeah, in baseball world right now, I have done a terrible job of truly updating you of the baseball world because... There is a greatness out there that is unlike anything we've ever seen before. Never, never in the world of history of baseball have you heard anything the likes of what this man, Shohei Ohtani, is doing. The man that is a two players in one. He is the most mega player you can ever be. Anyone out there who tries to discredit what he's doing in any way, shape, or form is a fool. Slap them in the face immediately to try to knock some sense in them. That's the only way that can happen because they need a shock to the head to realize how stupid they are if you do not think Shohei Ohtani is the greatest of all time. He is better than Babe Ruth. He makes Babe Ruth look like a peasant out there, okay? Oh, yeah. A glizzy-eating peasant who could barely mangle his way around the bases, okay?
Let's just remember that when Babe Ruth played... you could run to throw a fastball, and this was pre-segregation.
That was like, there was only white people in that league right there. Yeah. You know, they allowed Jews in there, but they didn't allow anybody else. Okay, right. Yeah, they were like, okay, that was all you can get. Yep. So yeah, it was a very segregated league where you didn't have all the talent in the world being thrown at you. Shohei Ohtani has all of that and then some.
In the world,
he is getting the best of the best, and he is making him look like making this game look like a schoolyard game again. Yes, which it is. And he is making that way. He is little leagueing it up out there. The fact that he pitches and hits the way he does. He is currently leading the league in home runs. He also is, I want to say, in the top 5 in the AL in strikeouts, if not the top 10. For sure he's in the top 10 in strikeouts. He probably is in top 10 in ERA as well. The dude
is top 5 everywhere.
Top 5 everywhere. He's leading the Angels in over 19 different categories. 19 categories he leads his team in.
So
one player.
In the month of June, offensively, these are some of Shohei's numbers. 25 extra base hits, 21 walks, 15 home runs. He is the first player in Major League Baseball history to have at least 25 extra base hits, 20 walks, 15 home runs in a single month.
That's only first, hitting, though. Let's get some. And the pitching stats are just as delicious
first
as that.
Or better. Ever. Let's see here.
He's got a 1.1 OPS right now. That is ridiculous.
That's right.
Okay, that is ridiculous. That is Barry Bonds legend right now. What he is doing. And he's a pitcher.
Yeah, starting ace.
Pitcher. A starting ace pitcher for them who has a sub. He's probably around a 3 ERA. He's got a great whip out there. The dude is doing everything and then some. And he does not get talked about enough, unfortunately.
That is true.
He unfortunately does play for an organization that has him and Mike Trout. And they still are fluttering around the 500 mark. Still fluttering around making the playoffs or not. A waste of a show right there.
It's sad.
Pun
intended.
It really
is sad. Especially for Mike Trout because he's been there forever.
Forever. Yeah. Only tasted the playoffs one time in his first year, and it never went anywhere after that. So this Angels organization, get it together. Find your way into October and make some noise because this is a player that this world needs to see on that grand stage
and
of playoffs
player,
baseball.
A player that they're most likely going to lose.
They're going to make a play for him. They are. They're going to make a play for him. They have the money to do it. They have the money as everyone else does. But this guy is going to demand a figure that is going to be closer to $1 billion than it will be $1 million.
$700 mil, dude? I'd pay every penny.
100%.
Yeah.
$600 million is probably, I mean, most likely that everyone predicts it will be starting with six. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes to 7.
Yeah,
I really
not at
would
all.
Not be. You cannot, the price figure that he has, the potential that he brings to your team, the international fame, the eyes, everything and anything, he is that. And he's also like a humble guy, too. He's like the most calm, cool, collected guy out there.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't, he's not brash. Well, granted, it helps. He doesn't know the English language and he has an interpreter, so you can't be as bravado.
Oh, he knows English. He can speak it fluently. He just doesn't.
Okay, there you go. That's the baller move right there. Don't let him show your hold hand, my man. All right, keep some cards hidden. All right.
So in the month of June, from a pitching standpoint, he had 5 starts. He was 2-2 with a 3.26 ERA, 37 strikeouts and 30 1/3 innings. So the league average for the month of June was ERA was 4.27. He was 3.26. So
there you go.
Yeah, all right, and for the league, he's 7-3 with the 3.02 ERA with 127 strikeouts.
It is a
ridiculous.
And we're not even halfway through the season yet.
We like to talk about, because we were saying this right now, and this past week as well, we had a perfect game thrown in the MLB.
Oh, yeah.
The 24th perfect game thrown by Herman Hernandez. No.
No. Herman is his last name.
Yeah, Herman is his last name.
I forgot what his
first Diego Herman? No.
It starts with a D.
Domingo Herman.
This is how we
love it. I actually did watch that game. It was against the A's, so it was, that game was on our Northern TV. And when it's a perfect game, I have to tune in. You have to watch something like that. In 24th
history,
perfect game,
man.
It is history, no matter what.
Before we dive into this, which I doubt we are, I'm sure you're just touching on it.
Yes.
Be honest. Because I can tell you, all these impressive stats about Shohei Ohtani, I have watched exactly 0 of his games. Had over under one complete game of Shohei watched.
That's unfortunate for you right now.
You're missing out.
Yeah, you're missing out on a great show. All 100%,
man. Not all of them, but I've seen them a lot.
If I can get a chance to, granted, I don't have the MLB extra innings package myself, but at one of my jobs they do, so I'm always sure if he's on there, I will make sure he's on the TV. If I have a chance and I'm at home and I know that their games are on somewhere, I will tune to that game knowing that he is playing, especially if he's a starting pitcher in that one. It is something to see. And I think everyone in America, if you are a baseball fan or a casual baseball fan, get your eyes on Shohei Ohtani. See that man. I would love to see that man in person. I think it would be something extra special, and we all need to see that.
Yeah, so I checked out the schedule last night. The Angels are in Oakland the first weekend of September.
There you go.
So we should definitely make a road trip up there, because we could get front row seats for $25.
Yeah. Love it. Love to see.
It'd be cheap, and we get to see a legend.
We could be right behind the dugout. Yeah. The Angels dug out to be able to see two legends in the making, but Shohei in particular.
Yeah.
But the reason why I talked on the Domingo Herman perfect game was, one, we need to know about that. Perfect game in MLB history is a phenomenal moment. The 24th, like I did say. But that stat, that thing pales in comparison to what Shohei Ohtani is doing this entire season. He has done his entire career. He makes perfect games look, he really does. Yeah. The fact that he's doing both of this and putting so much strain, so much stress, so much pressure on himself to carry this team the way he's doing. I can't talk about him enough, and I didn't talk about him the last couple weeks, so that's why I'm giving him an extra long show this time. Again, pun intended. It's so easy to do it. I'm here all night. All right.
What else you got in the baseball world?
In the baseball world, we do that touch up.
We got to start doing where you're like a tour guide, bringing us around.
Seeing the world of baseball right now.
Yeah,
the world, my world of baseball,
and if
you
look to your left.
We right now... All right, like I said, All-Star break is going to be is upon us right now. So, like you said, our unofficial halfway point of the season, and teams are settling themselves in to either make that stretch run and get past these dog days of summer, or they're going to flounder and start looking to sell as quickly as possible to gain some prospects for next year, because that's all you ever want is the potential of next year, and that's all a lot of these teams ever have. I take it back. Not a lot of these teams. Most of these teams have dreams and hopes of October baseball. So they're going to be tough. Not that many sellers out there. A lot of buyers. But we'll see what happens out there. That being said, as we do look around in this baseball world this past weekend, my Dodgers, we had a terrible road trip. 3-3 on a road trip where we lost 2 of 3 to the lowly Kansas City Royals.
Worst team in the league.
Where they took us 9-1 in the rubber match of the series.
Got smoked, baby.
Brady Singer somehow finds a way to dive and dodge his way around the Dodger lineup like no one ever does before. It's disgusting to see in person, and I hated the fact that it was on my TVs
beautiful,
before.
Baby, beautiful.
So shouts to the Kansas City Royals for making these Dodgers look pathetic as they really are. And once again, I'm off this wagon. It's going to be on and off every single season, guys. Why? Because I am just that hippity-hoppity and so deranged and so drained of this Dodger team. Other than that, what makes me happy is the fact the Giants did not have a good stretch as well. They went 2-5 in the last 7 games. Tough losing 2 of 3 to the Mets. Almost came back in Sunday Night Baseball. Almost did. If they did, I was about to flip over. I would have been so mad. Yeah, that they do is because the Giants have a tendency of coming back on these games. They're never out of it. Shouts to those teams right there that make you work for every victory out there.
We do have the most runs scored in the 8th and 9th inning.
You guys are putting them up there in the top, and it's all your young guys, and that's what I hate. So I hope all nothing but bad things for that organization and that team right now.
Shout out to Bailey, because that dude is a truth. And he
is
can't lie on
Patrick
that.
Bailey, your catcher right now, young stud. He is, don't say Buster Posey, but know what? You
no
want to think it.
No one is Buster Posey, and bye-bye Joey Hart.
But you want to think it.
Bart, right?
Joey Bart. Yeah. Bye-bye. He might as well be Joey bye-bye. Fart, because he is like a fart in the wind. Gone!
What a waste of pick, dude.
Now, thank you for that added build bonus in there. If anyone could hear it. For those of us who can't, hold you can on. Smell it, okay?
He might as well be Joey Fart, because he's like a fart in a wind. He's just gone. Perfect. Flashes of brilliance.
Poetry in motion, guys. Poetry in motion here. Man. That being said, as we do keep it along, I hate the Atlanta Braves. Seriously. How good do they have to be for us to realize the Atlanta Braves are just good at baseball? And it sucks, too, because they have pretty much they own the entire South. If you ever lived anywhere near the South, you're an Atlanta Braves fan because of TBS networks and their ability to broadcast Braves games, and they were winning all in the 90s. So they won over all these fans right now. So if you're anywhere in the South or the Midwest, you're probably a Braves fan. Shouts to you for being a loser. Ugh, I hate you. I hate this team right now of how good they are. And I say that with the kindest, most respect, because they are disgustingly good. A top down, that lineup is atrocious. They're dangerous all around.
Rudy, can you pull up that stat that Brad, I believe, sent us about where the Braves and Mets were at the beginning of June versus the end of June? Do you
is
have
it
that
the...
It was the group. I did send that one. I'll pull it up for you guys because that was just a staunch reminder of just how good the Braves are.
They were 21-4,
and how bad, and how bad the, just how bad the Mets were. I'm sorry, that was I can't do two things at once. I can barely walk and chew gum, guys. It's pathetic.
Also,
okay, so here we go. The Mets dropped in 1 month. They went 3.5 games behind the Braves to start the month of June. They ended the month of June 18.5 games behind the Braves.
Oh, God.
3.5 to 18.5, man. That is a 15-game swing, if my math is correct,
that
and it
is
never
correct.
Is. But right now it is. 15-game swing in 1 month. The Braves and the Mets had right there. So shouts to the Braves fan. You're doing everything. Braves in general. You're doing everything right. It's disgusting to see how good they are. If you don't win the World Series, it's going to be a sham of a season. They are the clear favorites. They really are the clear favorites to win this whole thing. They just do not stop hitting the ball. They also have good pitching all across the board. Also, now shouts to the Mets fans for just being terrible. That's just living up to being Mets. You're just being the Mets. The Mets are going to Mets. And you go from a 15-game swing in 1 month. That's just like, how can that? I didn't think that was physically possible to happen.
And
but
having the highest payroll in the league.
And having, the highest payroll in the league as well. They're bringing, their owner called a press conference in the middle of this week right now to discuss how bad they've been. Their owner did. Steve Cohen, you know that name because he put out all the money, and right now he's being crucified because his team is being terrible. So, shouts to Steve Cohen for taking that blast to the face, but you know what? It's New York media, and they are ruthless. I love it because they put too much pressure on themselves. You're New York. You're pathetic. No one cares about the Mets.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome, world. That being said, it's also happy to see that the Yankees are doing bad, too. So Yankees and Mets, all New York things are bad, which makes me happy here on the West Coast. Why West Coast, best coast, y'all? Okay, California ever. Goodbye.
All day.
And I'm sorry, Athletics. You're just the Athletics right now. It's tough right
there. They're playing better.
They're doing better. They're doing better.
They won more games in June than they had going up to June.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
And they had a better record than the Mets in June.
Yeah.
So shouts to the A's once again.
Yeah.
You are doing things. And the Mets are not.
Yeah. Since we're talking about the Mets, I just want to throw this out there. Justin Verlander has a 2-year deal with the Mets, reportedly worth $86 million. The Tampa Bay Rays' entire payroll for 2023, $74 million.
That's insane. And Tampa Bay is, what, first or second in the AL?
First, yeah. And not to mention, there are about $80 million in this 1 year being delivered to two guys right now on that Mets team.
Him,
Verlander and Scherzer.
Scherzer,
are doing
Damn.
It. Other outstanding teams right now to look at. Marlins, Marlins are looking like a fun little team. They're doing something over there, and they're doing it without Alcantara too. Alcantara has had a terrible season,
dude. Don't bet against him every time.
Chisholm is out. Right now.
He's been out in and out right now. I think he might be just recently come back if he did, but either way,
but
he's been
pretty sure he's still out.
Either way, the Miami Marlins are doing something special down there right now. Philadelphia has caught fire yet again. You knew it was going to happen. In Arizona, Arizona's doing what Arizona has been doing this entire season. They are a scary team. And shouts to San Diego for sucking as well. So
San Diego's even worse.
Yeah,
dude.
San Diego. That's again the second highest payroll in the league, and they are fourth in the NL West right now, 11.5 games behind the Arizona Diamondbacks. Baseball, y'all. It's summertime. That's all we got left for you. The All Star game will be this weekend. That's always fun. No, the Home Run Derby's fun.
Is it this weekend or next weekend?
I thought it was July.
Could have sworn it was next weekend.
Maybe it was. This is how you get when you get people who do not know anything about this game and we don't get
this
you
is
informed.
This why we need Statman, bro.
Yes, because Brad would know this stuff right away. You are right. It's going to be next weekend.
Yeah.
No, wait. It is Tuesday 11th. So it's going to be Tuesday 11th. So this
next week.
Next week. Yes. Next week. So week Monday will probably be the Home Run Derby. That's the fun event right there. You have some fun names in there. Mookie Betts put himself in the ring right there.
Yeah, a lot of big names. Pete Alonso. The dude from Seattle playing at home.
Julio Rodriguez.
Yeah, Rodriguez. He's going to be in it.
He's going to be back in there.
There's some pretty big names in it. So should be a good time.
Gotta love it. Yeah. So, baseball roundup. You're welcome, world.
Appreciate it, sir. Yo, we'll talk about NBA offseason in a bit here. I think I'm going to move it down so we could give it a little bit of time. I did want to mention Wemby is playing in Sacramento tonight. So it's the first time we'll see him. Yes, sir.
He is not playing tonight.
Wemby is not playing in Sacramento.
The first time we'll see him. He's going to make his debut in Vegas whenever that day comes, this week or next week. Yeah.
I would like to go to Summer League one year. I think Summer League would be fun sick, for us all to go.
Yeah. That would be fun. I mean, I did want to go to Sac, but obviously he's not playing. So I was like, there's not really a point to see a bunch of college players play.
Yeah.
Except for him. He's a freak of nature.
That's fair. I did want to mention these ESPN layoffs because I did find it interesting. Some of the names of oh my God, it's a Monday. Jeff Van Gundy reportedly out. Our boy, me and Derek's boy, Jalen Rose reportedly out.
Dude, why, bro? That sucks.
And Max Kellerman amongst the names that will be cut. I was surprised to
Steve Young, a lot of names. Huge, sorry.
Who else?
Steve Young supposedly be
he's out on Monday
leaving,
football.
Supposedly.
Really?
Yeah. So that's going to suck.
I mean, they have a lot of excess weight in there, too. About time they trimmed some of that fat in there, but it was a lot of big name fat.
Huge names.
Big name fat. Well, trying to keep the cheap fat, it looks like. Cheap fat, expensive fat.
It was this recent trend of paying broadcasters tens of millions of dollars annually was kind of ridiculous because the live sports are going to bring the eyeballs. I never think about who's on the call until I'm
actually
at the game.
Watching it.
And at that point, I'm already locked in, right?
Mm-hmm. If it's a game I want to see, I'm going to watch it no matter who is calling the game.
Yeah, it could be Steve 100%, Levy, or it could be Greg. It
could be anyone.
it doesn't matter.
If it's a game I want to watch, I'm watching it. It doesn't really care.
I'm there for the game, not the broadcaster. So I thought this exorbitant amount of money that I think Tony Romo really started this trend when he got 17
million. He definitely
million.
Did.
Well, everyone started getting on their knees and giving Tony Romo the backhead treatment because they thought he was amazing. It was like, no, he's just talking way too much. Shut up, Tony Romo. No one wants to hear you talk USC football in action. Instead, he's like, oh, look at me. I got a crystal ball. I can predict every play. No, I want to see it happen. I don't want to see the ending. I don't want to know the ending of a movie before it happens. Let me see the ending.
And he's an NFL quarterback. Yeah, no duh. He's going to know every damn play.
You've been there before.
Yeah, he knows.
You lost them all. Shut up, Tony. You don't know how to win.
Shout out to Pepe.
And you give all
your Cowboys, Adam.
And you give all this money to these guys. Tom Brady is going to get an exorbitant amount of money for no reason whatsoever. It is so stupid, these executives on these networks, to think that the guys calling the game are what brings the eyes on there. Jerome said, no one gives a hoot and a holler about who's calling the game.
Who cares?
Mm-hmm. The only reason why he did is because the media gave this whole big flip because, Tony Romo can predict players now. Now we got to move Aikman and Joe Buck to ESPN because they were dominating and on Fox, and now ESPN needs help on Monday Night Football, even though it's just not because it's just Monday night. Half of people don't care about Monday Night Football because it's not Sunday.
Football. Your games have been garbage overall, and you can't flex those games because it's a different day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been, your games have been trash, and that's my whole point. You have good games, we're going to watch. Doesn't matter who's calling it. I will say, getting rid of Jeff Van Gundy, I thought was a very bizarre move when you have Mark Jackson sitting right there, who, I'm sorry, is terrible, in my opinion, as a color commentator, where I think Jeff Van Gundy actually sees the game as a coach a lot better than Mark Jackson does and can point some things out that are actually teaching me something.
Yeah. I only thought the reason why Mark Jackson was there was just to kind of play off of Jeff Van Gundy and Mike Breen.
Because the three of them
as a whole are fun. They can have their moments. They have a decent chemistry.
As a three-headed monster.
Yes. But I would say Mark Jackson's the one that says the most outlandish, ridiculous things.
Mama, there go that man.
Hand down, man down. Yeah.
Listen, that's like, not helpful.
It's nice.
It's annoying.
But it was also like...
It was catchy at first, but not anymore.
A decade ago, like, oh, yeah.
He hasn't adapted. He hasn't evolved with the game at all.
He needs a new catchphrase, pretty much, or else leave.
Well, just be better at the job as well, too, like Drew was saying. You just have to, as a color commentator, you don't want to make it about yourself at the same point in time.
Enough. He's like, let that man go. He's had to call his former team winning four championships and becoming one of the best
with his squad that he built
this century.
What would you say that he built? He was
handed
his squad.
He was there for 2 years.
He was given his squad.
Yeah.
He like built anything. He didn't chisel Curry out of alabaster.
He was there in the beginning.
He didn't make clay out of snow. No.
Chisel Curry out of alabaster. You've been on a roll today, my
you
friend.
You are in a heater, dude. I love every single bit of it.
I was going to get to a deeper point there, but I'm over it. Let's just roll.
Chiseled alabaster, baby.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California. We are People Power Community Radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Want to give a big shout out to you once again, our listeners, for rocking with us this evening. Want to also give a shout out to our friends over at Satava Art Glass Studio, creating art glass since 1977 Satava Art Glass Gallery and Studio at 819 Wall Street in Chico. They're open to the public Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 4 p.m. You can also shop online 24/7 at Satava.com. Online orders ship out daily. Have you guys ever seen, ever gone to like a glass museum or seen like glass being blown in real life?
Yeah. It's intense.
It's dope.
So fascinating.
It's so crazy. You didn't think that you would, if you didn't know how glass was made and how it's done, you would be blown. It's so amazing the first time you
see
it.
Isn't it incredible that humans developed that, but then we're also, you know, the other people we see daily?
Oh, I mean, we have a wide spectrum of people on this planet.
It's incredible.
Yeah, we cover a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of ways out there for people to be in this world.
Yeah, well, yeah, more
glass blowers.
I would just watch Idiocracy the other night for the first time in a long time, and
it's out there. I've been wanting to watch it again too because I've been seeing it on all the platforms.
Yeah,
it's like it's a nice reminder.
It's scary.
It's a little fun fact about that movie. When it was made, they wanted to obviously try to predict a future that
was ran by idiots.
Thank you.
Huh.
Said that so simplistically. I should belong there right now. Especially with talking like this. That being said, they wanted to make it as the future look as weird as possible and as stupid as possible. So they wanted to have people wearing shoes that they would never see before. And the guy, when they were making the movie, said, all right, let's get these shoes on. They're like, here, let's use these shoes. They're so stupid. They're so ridiculous. No one will ever see them. They're dumb.
Yeah.
So they use these shoes in there. And those shoes that they had in that movie, Crocs.
No way.
Crocs were the shoes that everyone wore in that, in that
I'm gonna
movie.
I'm going to have to check this out.
Yeah. And the costume designer was like, there's no way these are able to catch on. They're so ugly.
Like
they're dumb.
Number two selling shoe.
But here we are, Crocs.
Wow.
Yeah.
There we go.
Shouts to all the,
America for you.
All the hospital workers out there and nurses who are rocking the Crocs right now.
I will give shout out to the nurses for the Crocs. Everyone else, You're better than
I get it, because like, you got to be on your feet all day, and I get they're comfortable, and I can
and
understand.
They pop on and off.
Yeah, it's easy to go.
You get it for nurses.
But for everybody else, like you said, you're just get some flip-flops, y'all.
Yeah.
A little flip-flop action. A little slide action.
Some rainbows.
Maybe some slippers. Just slippers in general. UGG makes a nice slipper, y'all.
That's right.
Okay? Doesn't even have no Crocs on.
All right. Well, as America gets dumber, Derek attempts to make y'all smarter.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world...
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That's right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, these stories might not make you smarter, but they at least make you more informed and give you nice little anecdotes to pass on to the next person behind you. Because these stories I give you, they just keep on giving. Now, we move on over to Tulsa, Oklahoma today, where my man, Isaiah Jones, is having himself a tough day. So, tough day for Isaiah Jones as he is at his work right now. He works at a convenience store, a gas station, and got himself held up, where a man handed him a note saying, "Give me all your money or I'll shoot you." Now, when you're in a situation like that, that ain't your store.
Yeah.
No life is worth that amount of money. You just give him the money.
Open the register, give it all.
Here it is. I'm done.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was... honestly, he's saying an open shut case right there. Some guy robbed a store. Boom. Now, they did identify later the man who did rob that store, Mr. Stephen Jones. No relations whatsoever. And arrested him on an armed robbery. Now, when they were talking to Stephen Jones about this, he said that he was asked by a woman to rob this store because the man behind it, Isaiah Jones, wanted to get off work early. Now,
what?
We're like, well, that seems like a little crazy of a situation right now. Let's start, like, you know, investigating a little police work on there. Look, get a little Sherlock Holmes in this place right now.
Oh, my God.
So either way, they start digging around, and they find a Miss Aaliyah Locke, apparently the friend slash maybe girlfriend of Isaiah Jones, and a text message threat between her and Stephen Jones, a man arrested, saying to stick up said store. And their corroborating evidence showed that Isaiah Jones asked his friend Aaliyah Lockett to find someone to stick up that store because he wanted to get off work early.
Oh,
now, there is ways to get out of work, and there are ways to get out of work.
That's not one of them.
That's one way to get out of work right now, but you got yourself back into trouble because you got yourself arrested. And the crazy part is Aaliyah Locke had herself a warrant, so it was easy to find her because she wanted a warrant. Yep. All that was done very quickly. So shouts to Aaliyah Locke, Stephen Jones, and Isaiah Jones for getting themselves out of work for a long period of time.
That's so stupid.
You can find yourself working on making license plates now. You're welcome, America.
Wow.
So moving it on right now, one more story for you. Just one more good story, because this one involves Skittles. I don't know about you. I love Skittles, but I've recently Skittles are being taken off the menu because they have a code red in there or something like that. Some red dye. Yeah,
what?
The red dye, the whole red dye thing. It's everyone's talking about it these days. It's not good for you.
I haven't heard about it.
And we eat a lot of it. If you love Flamin' Hot Cheetos, you're probably going to die.
What? Don't tell me that, dude.
You're probably going to die no matter what, but like, no matter what, you will die. But like, Flamin' Hot Cheetos, make it quicker. I can't guarantee it will be just because of the Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but I will say they will help that demise.
I just got a Costco-sized bag.
Watch out, y'all. Yeah,
hot Cheetos at home.
I'm pretty sure like Mountain Dew Code Red is like specifically just red dye.
Whatever it is. Least of your concerns out of the things you put in your body.
100%. Yes. Taking a bump of cocaine right now. We care about everything we put in our bodies right now. No, we don't. We don't care at all. We shove everything with violence and hatred into there and hope it comes out well in the back end.
We just pray every time.
Now, we move on. Like I said, Skittles here.
Skittles.
You go to Minnesota, where a man walked into a good old store and started throwing Skittles at people. And got himself arrested for assault with a deadly weapon by throwing Skittles at people.
Damn.
That is right. So we're in Mankato, Minnesota, where a man, Tristan Statina, entered a restaurant and began yelling and throwing Skittles at employees and customers. Now, unfortunately, there was no reason as to why Satina was throwing Skittles at customers, employees. Probably all that code, you know, red dye he's been having, you know, which made him go crazy, you know, on them Skittles.
Finally kicked in.
Yeah, it got him to the police. But you see a picture of this guy, and he's a white boy, 19 years old, with face tattoos. So, delicious-looking gentleman right there. And I'm going to say drugs. Drugs is probably a big reason why.
Drugs are real.
He really cares what he puts into his body, you know?
Yeah. Skittles.
Yeah, you know. So many jokes I could say right now, and I just don't because I care about the show. I care about your virgin ears out there, people, and I don't want you to have to hear the vile hatred things I say in my mouth, in my mind. So I will say, when you're watching out there, watch out for kids with face tattoos. They might be throwing Skittles at you.
Never know.
You never know.
That would suck, getting hit by a Skittle in the eye.
Well, I don't know. Maybe try catching with your mouth next time.
Hey, free Skittle won't hurt.
No reports
except
that.
Except for the red dye.
Well, I think all they're all got it in there, so you're dead no matter what. That being said, it was never reported saying, I wish he was saying, he was just throwing around saying, taste the rainbow, taste the rainbow.
That would have been,
That would have been nice. That would have been an exceptional
CNN
prank.
Nationwide news.
Yes, that would have been nice. Either way, Skittles, you're welcome for the plug.
Yeah, so you're telling me Marshawn Lynch is over here trying to kill us by promoting Skittles.
Well, yeah.
Damn.
The rainbow will kill you. That's the news, y'all.
Excellent as always, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's bring on our foreign correspondent. I just realized I have to do that because I'm in the producer chair. Give me a second. All right, let's class up the show. Bring in our friend Aaron, who covers the sports we don't do a good enough job covering.
There you go.
Aaron, hello. Aaron. All right.
Brad, where are you? We need you.
We need Brad.
No.
Hold on. Hello, Aaron. All right. Pretty sure I dropped her. So.
Is someone calling right now? It's blinking.
No.
No.
All right.
All right.
Way to go.
Do you have anything on soccer so I can try your sister?
We got the Gold Cup going on right now.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Mexico lost last summer. I think they still advance.
Got to give a shout out to the U.S. men's national team right now. They did have a little stint against
7-0
against
and, Trinidad Tobago.
They won 6-0 against them.
Yeah.
Okay, you said she was still on the phone, but no, now you just hung up. So, now you did. Okay.
Chelsea's dismantling our whole team.
Yes, their whole team is gone. There's probably only 3-4 players left from the squad they had last year.
Three players from the Champions League. Three left from the Champions League 2021.
You did lose out on Christian Pulisic as he looks like he's found his way into AC Milan.
It's sad. I'm happy for him, but sucks because he's also my favorite player.
We do have our good old Tim Weah, another great American, signed a 5-year deal with Juventus.
Huge signing.
Yeah, big signing for any American fan out there. You want to see our boys over in big top five leagues out there, no matter what they are. Just get out there and play the proper game, the beautiful way it's supposed to be played.
Indeed.
And again, shouts to the USA for taking down Trinidad and Tobago like you're supposed to do that.
Yeah, it's 6-0. Come on, man. Okay, it should have been 12-0.
I would say we are a country of 400 million people.
Yeah.
They are probably have a country of 400 people. Okay, that's very. I know it's very wrong. There's probably about a million people in Trinidad and Tobago. Yeah, actually, I'm going to look it up right now what the population is because
I'm
the fact that we did lose to them. Weren't they the team that knocked us out?
They did.
Yeah, they were the team that we lost to. In 2020, we didn't make it.
We needed a draw. Not a win, a draw. And we lost 1-0. We didn't make it to the World Cup, which is unreal. I'm still pissed off. And shout out to the U.S. national team to bring back the coach that doesn't know a damn thing about soccer.
We'll be talking about that more later. That's for sure.
Okay.
Ooh, that sounds like the one's there. We just got dial tone on our end. We're hearing.
Yeah, we got dial tone. It's really loud.
Thank you.
It's still there. It's still really loud.
Thank you. There you go.
Why is everything beeping? What's happening?
You're welcome.
That's your for us.
That's
wholesome leader.
We really need Brad.
Yeah.
Brad, we miss you.
Where are you?
If you're driving and turn around right now. Come back here. Right now, we need you.
Sorry, babe.
Okay?
The boys need me.
This is more important than whatever you're about to do with your life, okay? This show that you get paid nothing for, it happens once a week for only an hour.
Yeah.
It controls your life.
6:30.
It should be your life.
It is our
life. The fact that you're not here right now is a little detrimental.
It's sad.
Yeah.
It sucks.
This is us filibustering, and it's terrible. I think we should probably have to press on at this point.
Should I just save my picks right now, or what? Jesus. I could just do my picks? Should I do my picks?
Let's,
yeah, let's do that.
Let's get into your picks. Give me a second. God. Brad, never leave us again.
Population of Trinidad and Tobago, 1.5 million.
Oh, you're close.
I tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rooney.
I'm gambling again.
I've been saying it all year. I've been saying it last year, baby. My boy, our boy, Ricky Fowler, finally won, baby. And boy, he was choking at the end. But the golf god said, Not today, Fowler. We got your back. Heading into a three-player playoff where Fowler on the 18th hit it into the damn stands or the crowd, and just the ball lied with the perfect line, and he birdied to make it to the last three playoff. Anyway, long story short, your boy hit it big on a future. When I made this future bet, he was ranked 186. I'm not going to tell you how much that was, but just do the math. Your boy cashed out in his biggest payout. I mean, payout's not till Thursday, but yes, I cashed out. Ricky Fowler won. Oh, my God. I almost cried when he won because he is my boy. His first win in 4 years. Well-deserved. He's been slain all year. He has, I think, 6 or 7 top 10 finishes. Ah, this one feels good, guys. Just every week, dude. Just listen to your boy. It's my 7th overall winner for the season. Yes, count that 7. That's not including my top 5s, top 10s, or top 20s. So your boy is making money. And golf is my thing. I don't want to jinx it because the stats are out there. I've been winning. So hopefully I don't lose all this money during the NFL season. So we'll see about that. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. This weekend, the John Deere Classic, another non-designated event for the PGA. So that being said, there's not going to be the big names there. But your boy's still betting on it. Let's see what we got. I got Alberg at plus 2,500. Wu at plus 3,300. Nick Taylor plus 3,600. Straka plus 5,000. And my long shot of the day, my boy Ben Taylor at plus 22,000. So...
there you
listen
go.
To your boy. Let's go get that money. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, as always, my friend. Let's talk a little... actually, let's do questions.
Yeah, let's do some questions right now.
I was hoping that's a nice to get little Aaron up, on but... here, but I'm struggling with technology today. For someone with a media degree, it's pretty embarrassing.
It's two buttons, isn't it?
Sorry,
I don't know how to work it.
You're having a hell of a day, so listen. All right,
I can't do it myself. So
okay, well, we're just gonna press on, and we will get to this question. Girlfriend's dad's a hater.
Ooh.
Nice.
What up, TBP? Been a big fan for some time now. I know most people leave their stats here, so here's my stat. I've been listening for a while. Sweet.
Shout out. Thanks.
Like
dude.
It.
I'll get right down to it. My girlfriend's awesome, but her dad's a hater. He has been since the moment I met him. I'll give you some examples for context. When me and my girlfriend first started dating, and I met her father, he asked where I graduated, or what I graduated Chico State with. I explained that I got my MBA in business. He couldn't help but tell me that he graduated from Cal Berkeley, and it became pretty obvious that he is a classic one-upper. A while back, I was promoted at work earlier than expected. My girlfriend and her mother were ecstatic for me, so much so that they decided to take me out for a very special dinner. Her dad showed up late and said that he thought that promotion should have happened sooner for me.
Classic.
I recently helped my girlfriend with a down payment on her new car. I'm not going to say what model it is, but her dad asked why we didn't get the model one step above.
Damn, dude.
My girlfriend and I recently moved in together, and when she asked her father if we could borrow the truck, he refused and said he was busy that weekend. By busy, he meant that he was golfing with a few of his buddies out of town. His buddies are fairly rich. There's no way they needed his truck, as some of his friends I know for a fact have trucks. However, he was too busy to lend us his truck. Once while on a family vacation, both of us were drinking fairly heavily, and I decided to finally address this. I brought up the topic, and I understand while intoxicated probably wasn't the best move, but he explained to me that it was not personal. He thought that his daughter deserved better and that I would probably never be good enough for his baby girl. It wasn't personal, and that I shouldn't take it to heart. Seeing that we just moved in together, naturally the next step is marriage if we plan on staying together. I would like to marry her. I'd even like to propose in the next year or so. However, What do I do about her hater-ass dad, guys and gals? Do you guys have any advice that could help me? This would be a great one for Erin. I think she'd have some good insight, but she's not here. Do you boys have anything for
her? I mean, I think it's a lost cause. I mean, he's going to eventually give in, because if they do get married, he's going to have no choice to get along with them over Christmas, Thanksgiving, all the family gatherings or whatnot. Or he's just going to be a complete, you know, a-hole and just be the same guy that he is. Because I don't know, does it say how long they've been currently dating or no? I mean, well, I guess if they've moved together and he's dropping a down payment, I guess it's been a while.
I think it was several years.
Yeah, so if it's already been that long, I think you just have to just go with it. I don't
see, kind of like you said, you know, he's that dad is his daughter. Yeah, you know, no one's going to be good enough for his daughter, so just accept the fact you're not good enough, and but she thinks you are, and that you're not marrying him. You know, that's the important thing.
Yeah.
While he is a, you know, a tag on there right now, you don't have to see him every day. Like, he will, you're hopefully soon to be fiance/wife. And that's the one you want to. And if she's good with you, that's the one that matters. So if you love her, you got to take the good with the bad. Like I said, everyone's got some baggage out there. Yep. Everyone, even countries.
So you're a young man with an MBA, obviously a solid degree. You've been promoted. You're making some money, so much so that you're able to help your girlfriend with a down payment for a car, and it's still not good enough for her dad. You're never going to be good enough. Yeah. He's already told you that. And so I would stop trying to appease him. Matter of fact, I'd start having fun with it. Yeah. I'd start being Dick Cheney right back to him.
Yeah.
And in a respectful way. I wouldn't be over the top with it, but I would have some fun with it. I would poke fun at Berkeley every chance you get.
Terrible football team. Aaron Rodgers amounted to nothing. Okay, seriously, pathetic. One Super Bowl. Okay, where's the team now? Okay, yeah, free speech has died at Berkeley. All right, yeah, all of the above. All right,
yeah,
Berkeley sucks.
I think there's ways to have fun with this where you're just super passive aggressive to the dad. Moving forward, and maybe one day, like, he respects you, or you know, maybe one day, but I wouldn't count on it.
Don't count on it. I wouldn't
even seek his approval. If she's cool, the mother, your potential future mother-in-law seems cool, then you got it. You're good, bro.
Like, you're in already, dude.
It's the same thing. Like, right, women face this with their husband's moms all the time, where it's just, that's their baby boy, you'll never be good enough. Same thing for you, bro. And I just think probably best to just try and have some fun with it. Realize, I think if you're trying to gain his acceptance, you never will. If you start, you know, just
accepting, you're not accepted.
Not caring too much.
Yeah.
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 You
should be cordial, but don't go like... I would set some serious boundaries, and I wouldn't go out of your way to try and impress this guy, because he'll never be impressed. And I think the only way to impress him is by not caring.
Yep.
I think if you really want to get into this, can make fun of his parenting style for raising a girl that was attracted to a guy like him. You know, like, yo, man, if you were so great with raising her, why does she want me?
Boom. I don't think I roasted. I think that's
pushing it, but I love it, baby. Yeah.
And then Derek would disappear and never talk to anyone.
Ever again. Yeah. Or that, just, you can word in a way like, you know, man, you raised your daughter right. You believe you did. You think she's a great woman. I do too. She's choosing me right now. That should say something about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can do that if you want to try to find your way into it, but don't find your way into his heart.
Yeah.
He'll find you in there.
I think the best thing is just set some boundaries.
Let it ride.
And let it ride. Let it rip. Have some fun.
Yeah.
Poke some fun at Berkeley. Like, whenever he's being a story topper, go extreme with it. If you're telling a story about how one time you went to Argentina with your friends, and then he tells you about this time you went on a private jet, talk to him. Tell him about the time you hung out with Tom Brady and Giselle, and you know why they divorced. Like, go super deep with it.
Dude, talk about the time you took the Sherpas on your back up the Everest. Okay, yeah, they asked you for help. Okay, so that's where you were at.
You're carrying their equipment.
Okay,
that's right.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, have some fun with this, man. You have a good opportunity here. At least it's laid out on the table.
Yeah.
He's not a fan of you. You're not a fan of him. All right. We can work from there.
You're not trying to sleep with him.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. We got one more here. This one is titled Fun Police. Yo, TPP, I wanted to thank you for the hours of free entertainment you gave me and the fellas over here at work. And in parentheses, couple ladies that recently got hired.
Shout out to them too.
Yeah, shout out to them. I had to edit the hell out of this because he dropped a lot of names, and then I'll read what I edited. I work in a large warehouse, and we all listen to you guys on Mondays. Thank you. This time of year, we have a lot of downtime. During this downtime, we will get creative on how to make the time pass. This includes everything from making a soccer ball out of bubble wrap and duct tape, shooting hoops, or making a or playing hide and seek amongst other time killers.
Sounds like a cool place to work.
Yeah. The problem is we have a homework snitch in the house. You know, the kid that asked the teacher about homework right before class is letting out when the teacher forgot to bring up the homework?
God.
Every time we start killing time, this guy complains. He has even brought it up to management both behind our backs and in front of everyone in a meeting. We thought this phase would pass and he'd ultimately quit, but he's been here for almost 2 years now. What advice can you offer to get rid of the snitch? Ethically, we can't murder him or beat him up or shove him in a closet or anything like that. We will anxiously await your response since we all have to go to work the night before the 4th because, you know, how corporate America is.
America.
Love it.
Thanks, guys, and Aaron, and keep up the awesome show. Thank you and the whole squad over there in the warehouse listening. I wonder how many warehouses right now are listening and it's like, is this us? Is the homework snitch listening right now? Like, wait, are they talking about me? I had to edit the hell out of it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
First and last name, social security numbers, or what?
Not that much, but there was enough names and they named the place. A guy named the place he worked.
Oh, yeah. I can't see that on there.
I can't share this. That's going to... Gonna narrow it down. So, he wants help on this homework snitch.
Obviously, they try to invite him to do these things, and he's not having it.
I'm guessing, yeah.
I was there. I wonder if they're friendly with him outside of work.
Yeah, invite him to have a beer, maybe.
Yeah, maybe that might be it. He may feel a little left out as the group does everything other stuff outside of work, and feels like this is the revenge to get you inside of work.
Tomorrow's the 4th. What are you guys doing? Are you guys all hanging out? Are you hanging out with the group from work? Because invite him.
Yeah.
Invite him. Get him on your side.
And then Full Metal Jacket him. You know? Just
beat him with soccer quarters?
Soccer quarters or some bars of soap.
Prison style.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously.
That is such a dated reference for the youngest guy in here. That is such a dated reference. I think that movie came out in the mid-80s?
Yeah. Right? Yes, you're welcome.
Don't do that.
That's not good.
I think try to bring him in on your side, and if you can't, make it super
fake it, dude. Exactly.
I'm into making it uncomfortable for people. That's kind of the theme of the advice we've been giving.
Push him out, dude.
Yeah. What are you trying to? Why do you want to work so bad? Are you so?
Do you like us that much? Obviously, you don't because you're snitching.
Do you not like us as friends? Are we not cool enough for you? Or
I've had the unadulterated pleasure of working in a warehouse before, and I loved it. And part of what I loved about it was, one, it's cathartic. You know, at least the job I was doing, there was a lot of time where I was just listening to sports talk radio. That's kind of how I found my love for it, was just listening to sports talk radio and kind of, you know, doing tasks that weren't high stress, let's put it that way. And I also know what came with that wasn't a high pay, right? So the thing I enjoyed was there is a camaraderie amongst the folks in the warehouse. I'm guessing your job isn't super well paying, so the best part about it is getting some downtime with the other guys and
with
gals.
With your friends, and make the best out of it.
And shooting hoops or kicking a fake soccer ball around or whatever games you make up. I remember working in a warehouse, and we worked in a warehouse that had a bunch of foam, and jumping off the storage racks, they're like 25 feet in the air into just giant pits of foam, and that was awesome.
That's pretty tough.
And we made a whole game out of it. We had judges. Like, it was fun. And now, dangerous for sure, looking back on it. But I was a kid, and, you know, all the guys in the warehouse thought it was hilarious when my buddy and I did it. And I think that's the beauty of working in the situation you're in. So I think just keep it up, and I try to bring this guy into the fold. And if that doesn't work, write us back and let us know.
Yeah, that's a tricky one, especially when he's been there for 2 years.
Yeah.
They probably tried everything. They're like, guys, we need something.
Yeah.
So hopefully. All right.
Yeah, make sure that he, like, learns to hate work like you guys do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk NBA free agency. Do you want to do You're Dead to Me or get into Grinds My Gears?
Let's do some Grinds My Gears.
All right. Yeah. I got a couple.
Yeah, I'm sure you, I got one too.
All right. Excellent. Let's start with you, Derek.
No, don't start with me right now. Sorry. All right. Yeah, I'm pulling mine up right now.
I'll start.
Right.
Yeah. Then you, Rudy, yeah. All right. Sound good?
You know what really grinds my gears?
When people at the gym are working out and talking on the phone at the same time. Today, there's this girl that was talking on the phone the entire time she rode on the bike. One, it's obnoxious to the people around you. Two, how does that conversation sound on the other end? So, yeah, I was hanging out with David and John, and it just, oh, my God. It was so crazy. Like, what are we doing? Get off the phone.
I could see that.
We're going to you, Rude Dog. Kay.
You know what really grinds my gears?
The PGA Tour, how they televise their damn tournaments. Sunday morning, tee time at 5:55 a.m. Just fine. There is some weather, and it did rain throughout. Couldn't find it. Next thing you know, it's on Peacock. Downloaded Peacock. Pay the $4.99. Boom. I thought it was good. Next thing you know, our coverage is moving to CBS. I thought it was on the regular CBS, right? Nope. It was a CBS.